Our scripture reading this morning is Isaiah 35. Isaiah 35, this is found on page 757 if you're using the Pew Bible. This chapter is sandwiched in between. On the one hand, in chapter 34, this judgment on the nations. And in chapter 36 and onward, prophesying history of trouble, of war, and on and on. And here in chapter 35, this prophecy of restoration, if you will. It's a great prophecy of Isaiah. The language of the wilderness and the dry land being glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom like the crocus. What a wonderful picture of the restoration God intends. It's a picture of the kingdom of Christ. Advancement of the gospel, what he has done and is doing. It's a pointer, as Isaiah often does, pointing beyond his own time, pointing to the time of Christ. But even beyond that, as you will see, it ends all in glory. And you'll note in verse 3 even the great encouragement that is to be had from this text for God's people. In fact, the author of Hebrews will quote this verse, that God's people, even still today, might find great encouragement and strength to live by faith in the promise of God to fulfill all that He's promised to do. It will be a great encouragement, won't it, to John the Baptist in verses 5 and 6, as Jesus would reference this text, that John would know He is the Messiah. Jesus is the Messiah, and fulfilling and doing all that the Messiah has promised to do in that very language and the gospel going forward. And what a great day it will be. It's a promise of wholeness, isn't it, for God's people, and holiness, and a great time of joy it will end. As you note there at the end, everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. Gladness and joy, sorrow and sighing shall flee away. That's what we have in the gospel. That's what we have in Christ. It's the promise of the gospel now, and it's the joy of believers even to come. Well, let's give attention to the reading of God's holy word. Hear God's word now. The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom like the crocus. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who have an anxious heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, with the recompense of God. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap like a deer, and the tongue of the mute sing for joy. For waters break forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water, and the haunt of jackals where they lie down. The grass shall become reeds and rushes. And a highway shall be there, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it. It shall belong to those who walk on the way. Even if they are fools, they shall not go astray. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast come upon it. They shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. As far God's holy, inerrant, life-giving word, may He add His blessings to it.